With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio. How many f***ing times am I going to have to say that?
All right!
Yo, yo, yo!
Garvin Doyle live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show!
Yo, yo, yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo.
Huge show today.
Yeah,
we're
going
to give you our reaction to this Tom Brady roast that people are calling funny.
Funny?
It was not funny at all.
Not even a little.
And, we'll talk a little NBA, but that's all you're getting, people, because nobody cares anymore.
No, everybody's lost interest already. Nobody cares anymore. That's it.
Yeah, we can read the room, can't
we?
Anyway,
exactly.
That's why we're going to do a lot of NFL talk today. Give the people what they want.
Yep,
you know, we're bringing on someone who has literally the worst job in the whole world.
Horrible.
He's a Dallas Cowboys blogger.
Oof.
Can you think of a sadder existence? Anyway,
I can't.
We're going to get his reaction to some bizarre stories out of Dallas, and we're gonna pull a little surprise on him that he's going to love. Anyway,
RJ Ochoa.
But before all that, you know, due to a gag order about our gambling app, Fusco Bet, we're unable to discuss the government's ongoing criminal investigation against us for what they call illegal offshore gambling activities, whatever that means.
Yeah, who knows what that means. But let's just say you can bet that the judge is going to have some problems starting his car.
Yeah, sure bet on that one. Anyway, we are back in business with our advertisers, so it's time for a word from our good friends at our newest sponsor, UPS. Do you use the postal service to ship your packages? Well, that's exactly what the government wants you to do, you fool. In fact, Tony, you just ordered several items from our merch store, and you made sure to use UPS, didn't you?
Yeah. You know, it's so important to have a delivery service that you can trust and that's not run by a tyrannical government which restricts a totally legal betting app. In fact, the other day, my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio, just got a job working for a delivery service, and he told me he was going to deliver a huge package to my aunt. And then I thought,
Wires must have gotten crossed there, Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
go
to UPS.com now. Enter the promo code Fusco for $100 off your next shipment. Shipments must be delivered to the western part of Missouri. Okay.
Yeah, there you
go. Well, that's
another check in the mail.
And
there
here's our top story.
Top story.
All right, our top story. You know, all over our social medias this week, you know, people, they've been sharing clips from this Tom Brady roast and saying it was the funniest thing ever and whatnot.
Kidding?
People, it wasn't funny in the slightest. I mean, not funny at all, right, Tony?
Not even a little bit. You know, first of all, it was supposed to be a comedy. Where were all the comedians? You know, if you're going to have a roast, you got to invite actual funny people like Carrot Top, Jeff Dunham, Gallagher. I mean, yep. You know, instead of hurling insults, Gallagher would be hurling fruit. You know, he'd be like, you want to see deflating? And then he'd smash a watermelon, paint it as a football, and splatter the entire front row. Now that's comedy.
Exactly. And you know who else they should have had up there, Tony?
Who?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Great,
you know?
Great
like he could
call.
Have been like, you might be a New England Patriot if you cheat at football, you know? Like
yep,
stuff
would
like
have brought
that.
The house down.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, all those jokes they told, so-called jokes, they were terrible. I mean, you know, Tony, you and I mean, we sat down right before the show. It yep. took us, what, 2 minutes?
If
we
that.
Came up with 10 times better jokes than that.
Exactly.
Why don't you hit them with one now here, people? Listen to this.
Yeah,
go.
Wait till you hear this one. Hey, Tom Brady, you know, I looked up your stats, and it says you got sacked a lot. Oh, wait, sorry, that says you sucked a lot. Oh,
there you
you're
go.
Done,
hit
Brady.
Him with another one, Tony. Listen
yeah,
to this
wait
one.
Wait for this one. It's even funnier. Hey, Tom Brady, you're famous for telling people to eat right. Now I'm going to tell you to eat shit. Oh!
Oh! Whoa, 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 whoa! What's with you back there? Producer, look at him. He's not laughing at all.
What? Because it wasn't funny.
He doesn't get the
funny.
Nuances
he's,
of comedy.
He doesn't get comedy. Doesn't
yeah,
get comedy.
Look in the mirror. That's funny. Get
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah, there you go, Tony.
Yeah, that's
got
how you
him.
Do
anyway,
it.
All right, let's just move on. All right, staying in football, another strange story. After a recent practice, Bengals QB coach Brad Cragthorpe said Joe Burrow, quote, looked like the Joe Burrow we're used to seeing. I didn't see any difference. This is a very bizarre quote, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, of course he looks like Joe Burrow. That's because he is Joe Burrow. Who else is he going to look like? Lamar Jackson? Yep. I mean, you know, unless, you know, when they did the surgery on Burrow, they also did the surgery, like, from that movie Face Off. You know, that would be interesting. Imagine if you're the Steelers defense and you're playing the Bengals and then you see John Travolta come in at quarterback. Then you're like, wait a minute. John Travolta's playing quarterback? What's going on here? Then next thing you know, boom, Steelers are down 14-0.
Just a very thought-provoking analysis there, Tony. And
thank you.
We're moving to the NBA playoffs that nobody cares about
nobody
anymore.
Nobody cares.
The Nuggets, well, they find themselves in trouble. Not only because they're getting exposed by the Timberwolves, but because of what Nikola Jokic said after the game the other night.
That was crazy.
When he was asked about the Nuggets and if they can stop Minnesota, Jokic said they need, quote, a duplicate clone of him.
Wow.
And this is just very troubling, isn't it, Tony?
You know, Jokic saying he wants to be cloned shows why he's not a great leader. We all know what can go wrong with cloning. Of course, I'm talking about the great Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, The Sixth Day. You know, if you have a clone, he's going to start taking over your life. He could steal your family, have sex with your wife. You know, it's a very scary thing. Frankly, I think Nikola Jokic needs to think before he says such ridiculous stuff.
Just terrifically said, Tony. And you know,
another
troubling situation we saw here, T-Wolves center Rudy Gobert, you know, he missed game two of the series so he could be present for the birth of his first child.
Wow.
And, you know, Tony, this is just so much more of this pathetic skinny jean softness that we're seeing out of these modern NBA players. I mean, isn't this just it's pathetic, isn't it?
Absolutely. What happened to real men in the NBA? They wouldn't even miss a Tuesday night regular season game to see their child get born. You know, in fact, they'd ignore the child for the first 18 years of its life just to win a title. That's real dedication. And think about it. You go see your child get born, what's the first thing that kid's going to see? It's you skipping out on work. Just a terrible example to set for a newborn child.
Just so well said, Tony. And on the subject of terrible examples, we must address the utterly disgusting behavior from Bucks player Patrick Beverley.
Horrible, bro.
Who refused to speak to a reporter just because she wasn't subscribed to his podcast.
Unreal.
You know, it's just so shameful to see someone behave so pathetically.
Embarrassing.
Just to promote their podcast. You know, and desperately try to get subscribers.
So pathetic.
You know, frankly, I can't... What was that?
Oh, sorry. Hold on just a second, Paulie. Someone's at the door. It's probably that package I ordered. Just give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
You know, just take your time.
Yeah,
we got
I'll be right back right now. Give me 1 sec.
Okay.
Yo, bro, thank you for delivering this package. You know, these are items I ordered from the merch store for my number one hit show, which is available on all major podcast platforms and YouTube. Do you subscribe to it? What do you mean, no? Then get the f*** out of my driveway, you f***ing asshole. F***ing ridiculous.
Unbelievable. We still going? We rolling?
All good here. In fact, I see our guest coming on the line, so it's good timing. So let's go ahead and bring him on the Fusco saddle.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Light Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
You know, usually we do intros on this show and try to say at least, you know, one positive thing about the guest.
Yeah.
You know, don't take this personally, bro. But, you know, we couldn't find one good thing to say about you. I mean, maybe that you've been on this show before.
That's good, frankly, you
were bad then. So,
yeah, Cowboys,
you know,
bro.
All we can say is that this guy right here, he's got the worst job probably of all time. He's manager and editor of Blogging the Boys, which covers the Dallas Cowboys.
Oof.
So that's all you need to know.
Yeah, that
RJ says it Ochoa,
all.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Great to be back, guys. I had some spare time that, you know, I couldn't find any other better use for. And so after 43 different attempts, I settled on this and said, why not? I mean, I'm sitting at the desk anyway. So.
Well, maybe you should have used the 44th to write a better opening line there.
Yeah,
but, you know, that's all right. You know, we know Cowboys, they crumble under the pressure.
That's what they
so
do,
should
bro.
The writers do. They just can't perform in the moment. We get it. Okay. We'll do the performing. You know, you just you just sit back and try to answer these questions. Okay. So first of all, RJ, you know, we're 3 months into the NFL offseason here. And so far, the biggest move your team has made is signing their old running back, Ezekiel Elliott. Now, you're an insider, so they say. Was this because other equally agile running backs like Frank Gore and Clinton Portis were unavailable?
I won't lie to either of you because I respect, you know, both of you too much.
As
that,
you should.
You know, that particular regard. But this isn't a move that I, you know, freaked out about, especially the fact that the Cowboys are giving him number 15. It feels like a big old corporate ploy. But I will say, at least the Cowboys brought back their own, you know, their own washed up running back, not the New York Giants old washed up running back like the Eagles did. I mean, you know, it's interesting how they
washed up. He's in his prime, bro.
Positive attention. Yeah.
He's in his prime, bro.
He went to the, how's Penn State doing? They're the Big Ten school with the most recent national championship.
Is what this is called a distraction. Yeah, it's called this is how you media people work.
Yeah.
You don't, you can't answer the question. Nope. So you start
deflecting,
talking about something
deflecting.
Completely
pew,
irrelevant.
Pew, pew, pew.
I mean, again, I'm not thrilled about the Zeke return, so I'm just trying to drag everybody down with me. But the good news is the Eagles have done that to themselves, despite Howie Roseman drafting Daniel Jeremiah's big board and getting a lot of credit for that.
Hold on.
You know. Here we go. He's jealous, bro.
I love Howie.
Jealous.
I love Howie, and I am jealous. I mean, but... Look,
you know why
I'm
you're jealous?
From a place where it's easy to be jealous of everybody.
You're jealous because our team actually made moves in the offseason.
Also,
did nothing.
That's true.
I mean, you run this blog. What the hell were you sitting writing about? Like fan fiction?
I'll be straight up with both of you. I respect the Eagles greatly and mightily, much to my own personal displeasure. However, the thing that I respect the least about them is that they work so much harder than the Cowboys. Significantly harder. They look under way more rocks than the Cowboys do, and they lose to the Cowboys over and over and over again. So I just find it amazing that given the wide disparity in terms of what is put into the project that the Eagles still are the little brothers in this equation.
Bro, you know, you had it wrong. You said that the Eagles work harder. No, they work smarter, bro. Why would you spend weeks and weeks of doing research when you could just Google Daniel Jeremiah's draft board and be like, boom, we're done.
It's right there.
There you
go. True. You could also just bring back a player who played very well for you instead of, you know, needing imagine
Tony Dorsett
putting a whole new person into the player database system and getting a whole new person in HR's overall ecosystem. The Cowboys didn't have to do that with Zeke. It was efficient.
You know, enough of this. All right, let's talk about you for a second.
Good segue there.
You know, you writers, like you think you're so clever with the analogies you come up with and the similes and whatnot. The other day, we saw you on this Kay Adams show. You said that the Ezekiel Elliott reunion is like the show Girl Meets World. So we have a question. Who was the target audience for that comment? And also, what grade are they in?
So it was based on the original 90s show, Boy Meets World, which in reality had a spinoff like 25 years later where the main person's child was in school, kind of followed the same path. I figured as diehard Philadelphia fans, you would know this, given that the show allegedly took place in the city of brotherly love. Goes to show how inauthentic you both are.
No,
but
we know the show, bro.
It does speak to the Cowboys just trying to tie themselves to the past. They've been accused of that a lot recently, but the Zeke thing is a case study example. But again, good job by you guys not knowing anything about Philly.
Well, it's a terrible analogy.
You're the one who doesn't know.
No.
Because you don't know how to talk to an audience. I mean, you got to come up with better references. I mean, Tony, give him a better reference than that one.
Well, did you guys hear it? Did it work? You're talking about it.
Yeah. We were so taken aback by it.
By how bad
we're here to help you, bro. We want to show
struggling.
You how it's done, bro.
Yeah.
But if it hit and if it worked and it created discussion and it challenged us all intellectually, I feel like
it
the overall
missed,
goal
bro.
Was achieved.
If there's anyone who's challenged intellectually, it's you.
They
here,
think
listen
they know
to this.
Everything. Watch this, bro. This is how you do an analogy, bro. What about, you know, different strokes? Jerry Jones is kind of like Philip Drummond who adopts these two kids. Instead of Willis and Arnold, you have Dak and Zeke. Isn't
there
that better?
See, I understand that. That makes sense.
I don't. I didn't watch that show. I'm not 100 years old.
Oh,
so,
you kidding me? You disrespect different strokes, bro. You kidding me?
Hey,
okay. All right. Here's another one. What about small wonder? You know, Zeke. He's gonna have to compete for a spot.
Up now.
He's
Never
gonna have to compete for a spot with running back Deuce Vaughn, who's 3'6". You know.
Are these on Disney Plus? Can they be accessed on the internet? Or
are you kidding me, bro?
How old are you, bro?
Yeah, bro.
I'm 34 years old, and I'm also old enough to.
You gotta be old
enough
to understand
teams.
The business. That's the problem. The
we're trying to teach you, bro. We're trying
to
help
age verification for guests on this show.
Yup.
Look, let's talk Dak Prescott, right? He's entering a contract year, right? Yep. You know, he could potentially become a free agent, right?
Yeah, bro.
If you had to guess right now, which team will Dak Prescott play for next year in the UFL?
I'm not familiar with the UFL teams, obviously, but
see,
I will say that
again.
my deepest fear.
Hold on. You don't know Small Wonder.
Yeah.
You don't know Different Strokes.
Yeah, now you don't
you
know
don't
the
know UFL. What? Yeah. Were you born two days ago, bro?
I have seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang if we want to go really far back. But I will say that my deepest fear, if you would like to know, is the idea of Dak Prescott playing for the New York Giants in 2025.
Oh, see, that's a good
thing. That would be a good thing, bro. That's two wins for you right there.
He's thinking, okay.
That would be more losses for you, though, because the Eagles, try as they might, still can't beat
them. We own the G-Men, bro. You kidding me?
Give me a break.
Please.
Okay.
You know, you have such little.
Again, Dak
seriously,
has like an 8-3 lifetime record against the Eagles. There's a lot of talk coming from a very, very small.
Oh, please. Who'd he beat? Gardner Minshew? Come on, please. That doesn't count,
exactly.
Bro. Yeah.
That's true. And Carson Wentz, your former favorite son.
Yeah,
before
that
you
doesn't count. Exactly, bro.
We don't count.
We don't talk about that. That doesn't count, bro.
You got to pick the games that actually count.
Yeah.
And when
bro.
You look at that, he's 0-2. It's just very simple to see.
Yep, exactly.
Okay? You know, I know you're young. Your mommy maybe not let you stay up to watch this, but do you see that Tom Brady roast?
Yeah, did you watch it?
I did, yeah.
How unfunny was that?
How horrible was it, bro?
It was the second funniest thing I've seen this week. Obviously, number one is
YouTube. Of course he thought it was funny.
But I actually do want to pay you a compliment. I thought it was kind of cowardly how they avoided the subject of Nick Foles. If you're going to do it, you got to let that fly.
Exactly.
There you go, bro. Finally. Took forever, but we got a good, solid take right there, bro.
Here is something y'all are very familiar with, talking a lot about Dak Prescott.
Derek. But you know, let me teach you something about comedy and the way it works. Because you're very young, you know, you don't know. You're watching these shows, Girl Meets World. You've never seen a classic like Different Strokes. You don't know comedy.
Nope.
What the people like, they like topical humor, right? You get a guy like Tom Brady, he's old and retired. That's why we got a better idea for you. You're going to love this. You're going to love this.
Listen up.
A roast of Dak Prescott. Don't you think that would be a better idea?
It would if the Eagles could qualify to do it, but they can't.
You know, you can't even answer a question, bro. We give you a question, and then you got to go in a whole nother direction.
I would like to hear you roast, Dak. I will give each of you one roast.
No, if that makes you. We have several happy here, bro.
Tony, read him some of these jokes. You're going to love them.
Yeah.
You're going
to
love
them. Listen to this one. This one's hilarious. Yo, you know, Dak Prescott was born in the town of Sulphur, Louisiana, which makes total sense because he stinks.
That's very funny.
Sorry, it wasn't Girl Meets World.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Yeah.
To be clear, I never watched Girl Meets World. My point of reference is about Boy Meets World. So.
No. Didn't have enough.
Being aware of its existence.
All right, hold on. Yeah, we'll give you another one. Yeah, Tony, hit him with another one.
You know, people forget that Dak's middle name is Rain. Well, Dak, you remind me of Rain. Depressing to watch. Oh, you're done, Dak.
Look at him, Tony. Look at him. He doesn't get it.
I think this time of year, rain is quite pleasant when it's hot outside.
Of course he does.
It's a liberating experience.
Of course he does.
Dude, you don't have a sense of humor.
That's the problem, bro.
All right, here. All right. Tony, hit him.
Here's the showstopper.
Maybe he needs a different style of humor.
Yeah, here we go. You ready for this? Here we are. You know, Dak is short for Dakota, which reminds me of South Dakota, which was the 39th state in the Union. And you know what's also 39th? Dak, among all NFL QBs. You're done, Dak.
I would offer that you referenced it was the 39th state in the Union, and it's this whole diatribe began around Tom Brady's roast. Tom Brady's New England Patriots beat the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 39.
Oh, get out of here, bro.
Dude,
he's got to go negative all
the
time.
In the world. You know what? Guess what, RJ Ochoa? You know what that rhymes with?
Yeah.
Off the show. Get out of here.
You're
the biggest buzzkill.
Get out of here.
Cowboys lover. Can't take a f***ing hint.
Yeah,
goes in a billion
gone.
Bunch of directions. The only direction you should go
See
in is off the show.
Scope Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, you can't bring these young kids on a show. No. You know, they don't get references. Yeah, it's like talking to a fetus.
It's like I'm going through growing pains talking to young people like this.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not let him ruin, which was a terrific show.
No, exactly,
we want to thank our sponsors, of course, UPS.
And hold on.
If it isn't someone, I'd like to ship to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. Producer Jay. What?
Corrections.
Why? Hurry up. Just go.
You actually believed Nikola Jokic said he wanted to clone himself?
Yeah, that's what he said, bro.
Yeah, read the news, bro.
Yeah.
No, he was obviously joking. You clearly just read a headline and didn't bother reading the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah? Well, after the show, I'm going to give you a rest for eternity.
Yeah, I can't wait to read a story about you in the obituary section. Oh, you're done. Let's get out of here. Show's over. No,
another thing.
What?
What?
You said the center for the T-Wolves was Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's his name, bro.
Yeah.
Do you even watch basketball? It's Rudy Gobert.
Oh, yeah, well, I can't wait to murder you.
Yeah, and I can't wait to shoot you with my revolver. Oh,
great,
you're
one,
done.
Donnie.
Let's get out of here. We're finished.
Wait, what?
Go.
You said you wanted to see the comedian Gallagher at the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah, it would have been 10 times funnier, bro.
Much funnier, bro.
Yeah.
No, that probably would have been hard to pull off, considering Gallagher died 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know who else should have died 2 years ago? You.
Yeah, and you know what, Roast? I can't wait to see when we burn your body alive. Oh!
I can't wait for Tony. Just booked on the show now. This is a booking.
Who?
Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend Nick Foles will be here
way.
Next week. Hey, don't forget, go to Apple Podcasts, rate and review this show, and support the merch store.
Yeah, bro.
Get that special Fusco Bet merch and support our case against the government. And hey, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see people next week.
See ya.
Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.